Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. The imagination of a man, though it can greatly benefit him, must also be kept under strict control. The imagination has the power to make one feel happy or unhappy, free or dominated, burdened or blissful. It brought down humanity at the flood of Noah. For every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Had it been more positively and less arrogantly applied at Babel, it could have significantly enhanced man's potential. For even God observed that nothing would be restrained from them which they had imagined to do. Paul wrote of the darkening of the foolish hearts in those who would not glorify God and who were vain in their imaginations. One of the objects of the righteous strife against evil is the casting down of imaginations. While Solomon observed that hearts devising wicked imaginations are among things regarded as abominations before God. Remember, God understandeth all the imaginations. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.